Hey Kiri, how are you? It's Ross Martin here with the guinea pigs. Yeah, not bad, not bad. I don't suppose I'd be able to take up 2 or 3 minutes of Vanessa's time at all, would I? So that means I won't get to talk to her all day. Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah, righto then. Pet chemist online giving me the wrong prescription, and I've been feeding this guinea pig that prescription now for about 3 weeks. So can you take some notes? Okay. Well, can you look it up and tell me what it's supposed to be? What the last prescription was for Casper? Yeah. Dog. Right. Now what they've given me, this is the short of the story. They've given me 0.5 for cat. Now I've been, you got that written down? Yeah. I've been giving him that now for, I don't know how long, Kiri, but it's been, you know, the bottle's just about running out. It's only a little 15 milliliter bottle, right? So I've been feeding that to him for, I don't know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks maybe, something like that. I'll have to go back through my records and find out. So it hasn't affected him. Yes. Morning and night. No, that's the highest dose. I was told not to go any higher than that. Yeah, so that's a weaker dose, is that right? Yeah, 0.5 has got to be weaker than 1.5, hasn't it? Well, I just want clarification. Yeah, I'm about to order some more, and mate, I'm going to get up this Petline chemist. I'm telling you, because it's like, you know, that's just a monumental muck up on their behalf as well as mine. I should have read the label, but like that's just, you know, I could have killed him. Yeah. No, because this is what happened. If I can just double back a little bit until the prescription before the one that I got the last time, right, was made out for a 30 mil bottle. Pet Chemist Online only sells 32 mil bottles. So there was a muck up there on my repeat because I'd used 30 instead of 32, or 32 instead of 30 rather, that meant 28 mils on the next repeat, which they couldn't fulfill. When I rang them up and said, do I have a repeat, thinking that like it's only 0.2 mil, you know, like it's just leave a little bit out the bottle would have been common sense to me, but they wouldn't do it. But I rang back after I needed some. I said, have I got any repeats there? And they said, yes, you have. I went, all right, well, just give me whatever's on the repeat and I'll be happy with that. That was on the Friday afternoon. They left me hanging there. I waited on the phone and I got nothing. So I had to go all weekend panicking like buggery that I wasn't going to be able to give him his pain relief. Then they got back to me on Monday and said, we can do a 15-mil bottle instead of a 32-mil bottle on your repeat. And I went, okay, that'll be fine. And instead of them sending the dog one at 1.5, they've sent the 15-mil bottle of the cat one at 0.5. So they just haven't read. But I spoke to Emily, I think it was Emily, or someone sent me out another script. And is his name Volk or something like that? Brock, is there another vet? Kelvin wrote. Yes. Well, if you read that script, it doesn't say anything about dog or cat. It just says the meloxicam. What determines whether it's dog or cat, is that right? Okay, all right. Well, after that, Kiri, I'm really, really not liking Pet Chemist Online at all. So I'm about to run out of that meloxicam, so I'm wondering if you've got some there that I can come around and get instead of going to Pet Chemist, or you can write me out another script and get it sent out or something like that. Well, as much as I can. He seems to be hanging in there and going, so, yeah, if I can, yeah. Thanks, Gary. Hey, mate. You David?
No, Rob.
Rob. Oh, yeah. Is you going to speak?
Brian or Ross?
Yeah, I'm Ross, and but right, you're not seeing me, you're seeing Adam. Adam's here.
Adam, okay.
Yeah, there he is down there, Rob.
Okay, great.
Yeah. You, Kerry, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't think so, and he does seem to be doing better than what he's done. So, yeah, but I just wanted to check. That's all. Yep. Yeah. Well. Yeah, probably late this afternoon, Kerry. I just and that's why there's no urgency to ring me back. Like he's been doing what he's doing, so he's fine. I'll give you a ring when I'm freed up here at work and I'm about to leave, which will be 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Is that okay? Right, I love it, Kerry. Thanks heaps. Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. See ya. Bye.